Okay. Ha'oise kelim min ha'eshes u'min ha'chararo min ha'seviv shel galgal u'min ha'tasin u'min ha'tzipuyin. A person who makes kelim from the eshes. What is the eshes? The eshes is the raw material that comes out of the ground. U'min ha'chararo from a chararo. What is a chararo? Chararo is what's chararo? Chararo is the cake. That's when you take the raw material that comes out of the ground and you fashion it into raw metal that is available for the workers to use. Umin ha'soyvev shlagag. We're going to say that is the metal around the wheel. Umin ha'tasin, umin ha'tzipuin. The tasin is from the kanya kelim. From the kanya kelim, are you all these things? Eshes is out of the ground. Charoda is when the ore is removed from the ground, is put into a cake. Or it looks like a cake. Umin ha'soyvev, the metal that goes around, the wheel. Shlagagel, umin ha'tasin. These are the plates. 1, 2, 3. The base, you have a utensil, you have on the bottom of the utensil, you have a base. This base is called the Kani HaKelim. What is halacha? Ume Ogne Kelim. This one got up yesterday. The Ogne Kelim, me Ozne Kelim. Okay, so let's go look over here at the Kli. Oizen, that's the Oizen. The Ogne is the rim. The rim. You see the rim with that little piece of metal that goes around over there? Okay, me ogne chelim, me ozne chelim, me ogne, umi ozne, umin hashecholas, umin hagir, shecholas, umin hagirudos. Shecholas, umin, I know what this is, tohoirin. Let's see over here the parish of the Rav. Okay, we did over here, kane chelim. What are the kane chelim? Besise chelim, loshen viaskano, dimitagimim, vios besise. The base, this base. Hogne chelim, kmin onok svivoy svasa chelim. He has different girsa, by the way. Notice that we have now girsa, the ogne mit an aleph. He has the rah and the girsa with the hay. Okay, kmin onok. Onok is a chain svivoy svasa chelim, which goes around the perimeter of the utensil. Good. The ozne chelim beisiad, the handle. Shoychazim boy hakli, which you hold the kli. It's like a woman holding a man. Hashecholos.
You need some deep therapy.
I'm trying to wake you up here. Hashecholos. Masha nishtayim min ha'kli li'acha shenasa. What is left over from the kli? Masha nishtayim min ha'kli li'acha shenasa. What's left over from the kli after it's made? Loshon kimishchal binisa michalba. Pulling a hair out of milk. That's the description of death. Death. There are many types of death in this world. Kimishchal benisa mechalba. You pull a hair out of milk. It just goes very easy. Kimin hamayim mishisi. From the water I've drawn him. Itagmin areimin maya shechalte. From the water I've pulled him. So what do you think over here? Let's see if they have a picture on the bottom. Gush mateches. A clump of raw material. Awesome in a matechas kli, make the matechas kli, and shecheles matechas shenish adam min hagush, the leftover metal, the acha shenasa esa kli, after you make the utensil. Okay, whatever is left over. Girudois, sheeris matechas, leftover little pieces of matechas, shenishar liacha sheshif esa kli, after sheshif. Exactly, when you polish the utensil. So if shechelas is the mass, is the raw material, and this is the dust. After you polish, you sand down the utensil. There's dust. There are dust particles. That's called the girudos. Are you with me?
Yeah.
The girudos. Hashechelas hagirudos moyal meoylem lo nira lekabel tuma. They're not filling lekabel tuma. Bim also mehen kli ein bohem chashash tuma yishana. And if they were tamei, there's no ability for the tumor to be reinstated. Okay, Vaita. Rabbi Yochan, all of these things are to hoirin the loychashinin b'chol hani shemok hani shema mechli tamei bo. All of these things that we've discussed, there's no concern that maybe it came from a kli tamei. Mishum the golmei kli matochos nenu. These are called raw material. The goyimli means a goylem. It means a it means whatever, like a goylem. Maral's goylem means just matter. The matter of the klimatachas nenu v'golmi klimatachas in the kabbalim tumah nam kabbal tumah. V'hachachem the sefta golmi klimatachas term golmi raw material klim a metal tohirim v'elu hen golmi klimatachas kol she'asim l'shuf anything which you plant to sand l'shabetz is to scrape ligareid ulikarkev anything that you want to smooth you want to scrape. These are two words which mean the same thing. Le shabetz and le gared. Ule karkev. I don't know what that word means. It also means some type of a technique of fashioning the utensil. Ule hakish bekunas with the hammer, mechusar, ugin. If it's lacking in ugun, oizen, tar. If it's missing, oh wait, so it's saying if it's missing an ugun or an oizen, if it's missing the ugun. Okay, we'll go back and see what this means in a minute. It's tar. Let's go weiter. So, since the mission will come back, Chazar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oimer Afmen Haketzutzetz. Meshive Kelim, even from Ketzutzos, broken Kelim, Umin HaGerutim. What are Gerutim? Gerutim, what are Gerutim? What are Gerutim? I don't know what it says Gerutim. We'll see. Let's see. It doesn't say Umin HaGerutim. They also have the same status. Umin HaGerutim, Umin HaMasmeros. From nails. Ooh, look at this, nails. Masmeros, sheyadua, shenasu, mikilim, temeim. Umin hamasmeros, period. Min hamasmeros. Beshamay mitam, beisil mitarim. Let's take a look at the Rav. What in the world does this mean? Afmen haketzutzo, yochnem, and sedmen haketzutzo. Im kotzatz kelim, lechatichos kelim. Lechatichos, you take a utensil, you cut into pieces. And then from each piece, you make into a new utensil. You see that? From one, you make two. You with me? Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
I'm listening.
Believe it or not. In kotzatz kelim lechatichos kelim lehanasim yosim lechatichos lechosul tomasim yishana. So let's say this piece was tummy. This was tummy. So we learned in the previous mission. If you take a metal utensil and you cut it into half, the right now at this moment in tummy, the tumah departs. But if you then take these two pieces and you put it back together, the tumah is reinstated. Right? It's tummy. You break it. Tumah disappears. You glue back together. The tumah comes back. Only comes back if you restore it to its original state. But if you take the two different broken parts and you make two different utensils, a baby utensil, the mama bear and the two baby bears, then these utensils are tahar. Okay? Gvaldig Yisayit, Murdig Yisayit. If you go back where you come from, you're tame. But if you go right and it's new, then you're tahar. That's what it says over here. Em kotzatz kelim lechatichos kelim, this piece of the kelim lechatichos. Kelim hanasim eosim chatichos loy chozhu letumosin yishana. The ein halacha krab yochna menuri. Geruta ois. What a geruta ois. Kelim shen nishtabu mibnei tashmishan. Venasim e bohen chatichos ketanos achare beloisan. Kelim was just wear out. That's what it all says. It means that you're not that you break it. It gets worn out. And turns into small utensils. Nikram, they're called gerutos. So him ketanim is shivrei kelim. These are smaller than shivrei kelim. Shivrei kelim is this ever whole clear. It breaks, cracks. Gerutos means it gets worn out and it gets smaller than the original. That's all it says. All on the kelim shenishtabu that break. Mibnei tashmisham because of their use. Venas sebochen chatichos ketanos. You make from them chatichos ketanos achve below sun, and you make from them small pieces after they wear out. When you come gudus fin ketan mishuv kelim. When a masro sheyadul shnasu mekelim from nails. Afal pi loyadin nim mekelim toyim bahu or minatameim does minatameim. At kelim hanasu mekelim dechashin shema mekelim toyim bahu v'chazu l'tumasim hayishana. So he says a chesh. We have nails, and if these nails have come from a utensil that may have been tame. If you have a utensil, and the utensil was fashioned originally from nails, and the nails were tame, the keli was tame, and then you have nails, and it could very well be that these nails came from a keli that was tame in the past, and you use it to make a new utensil, we have to be machmir and assume that the new utensil becomes tame. That's what it says. Nails. tnei minam esmoros sheyedua shnasim mekilim af al gav de lo yadin on imi kilim toherim bo. Even if we do not know if the utensil was tar, I mean atmeim tmeim akelim hanasim the new utensils de chayshinon. We are concerned shema mekilim tmeim bo. If you know for a fact that these are used nails, if you go into the hardware store and you buy used nails on sale, why are they on sale? Because they're used. So we have to assume the nails are tame. You don't know that. It can very well be that these nails came from a utensil that was tohar. No, since the nails were used, you have to be machmer and assume it came from a utensil that's tame, and they are also tame. Okay? Then we have minam mismar stam. Let's say you go to the hardware store and they sell you nails, and you don't even know if the nails are new or used. Maybe the nails are new, maybe they're not. You don't know. Then the loya dinim nasim kelim or meshmei, if they're new or they're eshes, beshame metamim to gazru hanu otani make exerbe still metamim the loy gazru. Okay, so chaz the mission. Next time we have to go through all the different details of the mission because we didn't chaz. But not chaz. The basic he says the mission nachmal. At least we learn the whole mishnah. We have over here ha'isa kelim minho eshes. You make a utensil from eshes means from the raw material, the ore that comes out of the ground. Or from the raw material, but already has been fashioned into a specific shape to make it easy for the merchants to sell. Recycling. You go take a wagon, you take off the metal off the wheel of the wagon. Shell galga or minatasin from the plates. Or minatzipuim, two different types of plates. He says exactly the same thing. Or mikanekim, or the base of a utensil. So what is the luck of all these cases? Or umay ogne chelim. You make it from the ogen. The ogen is the rim. Or may oznechilim, or you make it from the handle. Or min hashecholes, or you make it from shecholes, means the raw material that you used to make the leftover mass of raw material that was used to make a utensil. You take metal, you make a utensil, you have some leftover material. That's called the shecholes. So min hagirudo, skudos is after you make the utensil, you sand it down, you polish it, you sand it down. In the process of trimming it and finishing it, you have some psoilas. Tohirin, all of these things are tohirin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, afman haketzutzoitz, even from ketzutz, broken utensil. The utensil you break into half and you make small utensils. And mishivrei apmanaketzutzot, period. What about mishivrei chelim? What about if you make from broken utensils? Or min hagerutim? Mishivrei chelim means, gutim means worn out. Utensils that are worn out. And you make them into utensils, a broken utensil. Or from a utensil that are worn out, and you fashion. Or min hamasmros, where you make something from nails. You take nails, you melt them down, you make utensils. You make a utensil, and you know for a fact that these nails came from Shidua Shanasu Mikhailim. We have to be concerned to name in all of these three situations to name. Let's say you take from nail stam, you don't even know if they were ever used before. Then it's machlekes beshama mitam be sil mitarin. Alright, is that clear?